Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Attorney General Keith Ellison filed a lawsuit today against TikTok Incorporated, accusing the company of violating Minnesota's consumer protection laws and harming young users' mental health. The suit claims TikTok intentionally designed its platform to be addictive, exploiting young people's developmental vulnerabilities to boost profits. Features like TikTok Live and virtual currencies are cited as contributing to exploitation and excessive use. Ellison's office links TikTok's rise to growing rates of depression and anxiety among Minnesota youth. Governor Tim Walz will lead a trade mission to Switzerland and Germany from November 15th to the 21st, aimed at boosting Minnesota's exports and attracting foreign investment. The delegation will visit Zurich, Dusseldorf, and Berlin to promote Minnesota as a hub for innovation and business. Switzerland, Minnesota's 22nd largest export market in 2024, offers a strong environment for partnerships in biotech, medtech, and renewable energy. The Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is cheering a judge's ruling that strikes down the state's ban on binary triggers. Vice President Rob Doerr says they argued a gun provision did not belong in a 1,400-page tax and spending bill.
We didn't make a Second Amendment challenge that binary triggers are protected or anything like that. We just simply asserted that the Minnesota Constitution was not followed with this bill, and this provision was a glaring example of that.
Doerr says Democrats didn't have the votes to pass it as a standalone, quote, so they crammed it into the massive omnibus bill. Dollar General is recalling three of its 8-ounce Clover Valley instant coffees due to potential glass presence. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture says packages affected were sold and distributed between July 9th and the 21st, exclusively in Dollar General retail stores nationwide. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is offering some new and improved exhibits at this year's state fair. DNR Fair Coordinator Amelia English says they've revamped their fire prevention exhibit. The state fair this year runs August 21st through September 1st. PETA is honoring the mayor of Bloomington for the city's new turtle tunnel near the Richardson Nature Center. A study found hundreds of turtles were hit by car in the wetlands area, so the city replaced the storm drain under the road with a large tunnel. It allows turtles to cross safely and avoid traffic altogether. In 2 weeks, on Tuesday, September 2nd, Minnesota will commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Japanese surrender in World War II. Deputy Director of the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum, Kevin Olson, says the ceremony held outside the Veterans Service Building at the Capitol encapsulates just how important a role our state played throughout the war.
It's a real full circle event because Minnesotans actually fired the absolute very first shots in World War II, and we had a destroyer, the USS St. Paul, that was in Tokyo Bay witnessing that historic surrender.
At 11 a.m., Olson says the USS Ward gun, one of the first shot in the war by St. Paul-based naval reservists, will be ceremonially removed. This is MNN.